The television presenter Sarah Travers has spoken about her family's pain following the death of her father, who had Alzheimer's. He died 3 weeks ago, aged 67. And today she revealed that her family have donated his brain to medical research to try to aid understanding of Alzheimer's. And she's with me. Good evening.
Good evening, Seamus.
Why did you decide to speak publicly at such a difficult time?
Well, I actually had been contacted following the death of my father. It had come to public attention that he'd passed away. And in the past, during his battle against Alzheimer's, we had indeed featured in many campaigns to highlight the illness and recognising the symptoms. So I was contacted by the Belfast Telegraph, and I just felt that it was a time that maybe we could use his death in a positive way. To highlight that you can donate your brain, and that in fact scientists desperately need brain tissue so that they can work out what causes these diseases and hopefully someday find a cure, because there isn't a cure, you know, for many diseases like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's disease, CJD. So hopefully out of a very horrible situation for us, some good can come out of it. And that was great comfort to the family.
Well, having been through this with someone close to you, Ian, your dad, what are the questions that you're asking yourself?
Well, apart from, you know, the fear that maybe what lies down the road, you know, is it hereditary? You know, could I possibly get it in future? Could my children get it in future? It's very important to me to find out more, because it really has become the new cancer, and there's not enough done to raise awareness, and there's not enough help and support for families going through this.
Was there a moment when it struck you that something was happening to your father?
Oh, definitely. I would say, I mean, he had been diagnosed for just over 4.5 years, but for the good year before we got a diagnosis, his behaviour was extremely bizarre. I mean, he went from being the rock in our family. I have a sister, a younger sister than me, and my mum, and, you know, my dad did everything for us, was very proud and protective of his two daughters, you know, took a great interest in our careers. My sister's a medic, I was in the media. He was very proud of us. He was involved in every way, a wonderful grandfather as well to the grandchildren. But he was so capable and confident, and we just had wondered what was happening to him for a good 18 months before. And it was just bizarre behaviour is all I can put it down to. We thought it was stress. He was a salesman. He travelled the length and breadth of Northern Ireland, talking to customers in shops, selling his wares. His memory was fantastic. But all of a sudden, his phone wasn't working. His computer wasn't working anymore. They'd changed the one-way system in a town that he knew so well. And you know what, James? We didn't question it at first, because why would he say that? Because he was fabulous with the gadgets, loved all the technology, but everything seemed to go wrong for him at once. And then we questioned whether he had a hearing problem. He wasn't perhaps hearing the information correctly, because he would recount a completely different story than the one he'd just heard. So it wasn't just a case of, you know, where are my keys or where are my wallet? Where's my wallet? He was making serious mistakes in work. He would go away for weeks on end over to his head office in Leeds, where he would bring customers over to trade shows. And towards, you know, when we really knew there was something wrong, he would just leave with no luggage. He would just leave all his shirts in the wardrobe in the hotel. And that's when we thought something is really wrong here.
In the later stages of the disease, how did you know that this person was still your dad?
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult question to answer. In the later stages, this is perhaps 3.5 months ago, he took a series of brain seizures, which apparently, again, is quite common in Alzheimer's, although we didn't know this. So he'd gone from being a walking, talking man that my mother cared for at home to having no mobility, no communication, being fed baby food. But every now and then, I could go in and talk to him. He couldn't say silly things back to me anymore. He couldn't say, sorry, who are you? So in a way, I found I had a little bit of time to spend with him where he couldn't look at me with complete terror or, you know, confusion. And I would use music. He loved music. We would play music. I would sing songs to him. And you would just get a little flicker of a smile. And that just meant the world.
How conscious are you now of other daughters, other families going through this?